with like eggs and shit on it.
I hate that.
I have the video footage of it. Okay.
He had a,
we had just got to DC. Uh-huh. Right. We got to DC, checked in, dropped the bags, let's go down and eat. Right. We go to the place where it's like, hey, the free breakfast is here. We go there. Kevin's like, ugh. I don't have anything.
We all said that.
Yes, we did.
We all said that.
Was it the lineup free breakfast? Like, yes,
the
Continental
eggs.
The Continental breakfast?
You know, the eggs, we all
they
wet.
They look all wet. I was just
like, I can't do no wet eggs. So if you didn't crack it, I don't want it.
Yeah, that like egg it. Come out of a carton. So we go downstairs. We're looking at the menu. Kev orders an entire pizza for breakfast. and then a moat of grits. Mm-hmm. Of oatmeal, I'm sorry. This bowl of oatmeal
was
so big.
I didn't know that big. It was going to be like
that. It was crazy.
Yeah, but you knew the pizza was going to be that big. They said it was a full-size pizza.
No, they did not.
So this was a question. Yes,
but first of all, anytime you think pizza, it's full-size.
No, it's personal pan pizza at most hotels.
With breakfast on top of it, or it was just a regular pizza for breakfast?
It was a regular pizza, and they just put egg on it.
No,
they didn't. She said it's like a regular pizza. We just crack an egg. And you told Greg that. I got the. You want me to pull the footage up?
I did not say that.
Wait. Build the pizza. What was on it?
You know, regular pizza stuff. They don't have tomato
What's
sauce.
What's regular
as a base.
Pizza stuff?
It's a dough. And there was some sort of like white sauce for the base. It wasn't tomato sauce. And then it had like bacon strips where you would have pepperonis. And it had like a over medium egg in it.
How many slices was it cut into?
Six.
How many did you eat?
Seven.
Nigga ordered another pizza. Nigga ordered another pizza. Was like,
wait, you ordered backup meals? You had a side bitch meal? That's what you did?
Especially if it's a new restaurant on Postmates, I'll order two things. Because if I wait this whole time and one's bad, it's going to be another 45 minutes.
What if they
minutes.
Both bad?
Oh, then there's hell to pay.
That's the rule for everything you order, though. If it's bad, you got to get another one.
But now I got to wait. I'd rather have it right there.
I need everyone to know that six slices is not a personal
pizza. That is not a personal pizza.
Y'all thinking of full-size pizza slices. It was a small pizza.
It's this table right here. And you ate that.
Let me
no,
see it.
It was probably this.
This.
Scoop for it to when it comes, and so y'all can see it's a regular size pizza.
I don't believe. I don't know.
It's
what...
regular size. Y'all would have ordered it. When you order pizza from like BJ's, you know.
I don't go to BJ's and order pizza. You just go anywhere and order pizza.
That's the oatmeal. Look.
Wow.
That is a personal pizza.
That is way too much for breakfast.
That's smaller than I thought.
Thank you.
No, that's the oatmeal.
I didn't know that was that much oatmeal.
That's a lot of carbs.
I didn't eat the oatmeal. The pizza was way more than enough.
He ordered the oatmeal as a guy to act like he was eating healthy. It's like, nigga, you wanted the pizza.
Did you dip the pizza in the oatmeal?
Y'all never ordered two things from Postmates?
No.
Those were both from Postmates?
No, that was from the hotel. I'm just saying. Y'all never ordered a backup thing?
No. I just ordered one meal.
Nigga, nobody That's eats them like, okay, I'm reloaded.
I didn't even know that was an option to like send another driver from the same app. I thought they like prevented that.
No, I don't order. I order two things from one restaurant.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, from the same
don't
restaurant?
Say sometimes.
Yeah.
You know
just
you
two entrees?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's for later, not for an alternate for that meal. That's if I wanted some later. Not just...
That's subcategory A
that's
for him.
Like, yeah.
It's like he's switching from like to a pistol.
He hit the Y button?
This is my secondary burrito.
I'm not going to bring a knife to a cake fight. I'm going to bring cake.
My secondary burrito is hilarious.
You got your taco. You got your taco with the scope. You got your secondary burrito.
Taco with the scope. Taco with the grip.
You got your 12 gauge brisket.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever went to Chick-fil-A and got a chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets?
Absolutely. But those are small sandwiches.
Yeah. But I also don't eat the nuggets at the same time.
Kev does. He puts the nuggets on the sandwich.
I don't know.
It's a chicken nugget McChicken
I'm not
sandwich.
Both of those back.
Same chicken.
I want chicken differently.
Same chicken.
Putting chicken nuggets on a chicken sandwich is wild. I just want more of the same thing.
That's genocide.
He put the nuggets in the cup. We take shots of the nuggets.
Damn, that's terrible.
Am I the only one? Patreon, y'all never order two meals, two entrees.
Yeah, one for later. Nobody's having...
I'm not eating them both at the same time. I want to make sure one is good.
So then what'd you do with the other one?
I save it for later. And I'll taste a little
later
bit.
Later is 10 minutes for you.
I'll taste a little bit.
I'm just going to have one more bite.
I did this yesterday. I had a pad C and I had pad Thai.
I'm just going to have one more bite.
I was like, you guys decide which one's going to be the entree first.
Wait, those are too similar. Those are two pastas.
Yeah. You just want hungry.
I started going crazy on the car.
You just want pad C and pad Thai?
I did go kind of crazy yesterday. I know nobody
pad
knew.
Pad me. Ooh.
That's not even two different things.
I definitely.
I'd like noodles and noodles, please.
I want big noodles, thin noodles.
That mixes them up.
They be tasting different, though.
No, they don't.
Pad Thai have a little sweet.
That's just the sweet
peanut
chili.
That peanut sauce. Yeah. Peanut sauce is good. Sweet,
that's crazy. I never would have thought that.
You know,
you got
a problem when you got your Postmates delivering to your parking lot in your car. Because you know you're too embarrassed to eat it at home. Melissa's like, what are you doing? I'm hungry.
For sure, I've eaten in the garage.
I'm hungry, hungry boy, boy.
And I put the trash in the neighbor's trash. I'm not coming with like.
You in unit 3? No, parking spot 3. P2. Actually, go to P4. I really can't get caught doing this.
You make me say it's like a drug deal?
go to P10. I can't get caught doing this.
Put the food in the briefcase. Put the food in the briefcase.
All right, you're going to meet a nigga named Skiggs. He's in a fucking...
A nigga named Skiggs?
He's in a trench coat. You're going to give it to him. You're not going to say any questions, okay?
You got the shit.
Then I need you to delete the app off of your phone. Throw the phone into the Brooklyn River.
Cam treated like a Target pickup. Just pops the trunk. Just put it in the trunk. No. Make no eye contact. Just put it in the trunk.
Throw it in the Brooklyn River.
I looked up your address. Don't try any funny business.
Can you hit Skip Asley and see what happens? I don't know why this happens. I never seen it on. Oh, I never seen this thing.
Ad skipped.
Were y'all just watching an ad right now?
It was counting down. It was saying. Ad will start showing for some viewers in 30 seconds.
So technically, just the Patreons will have seen that.
Yeah. So I wonder if the people who have premium are staying in real time and the people who watch the ads are now 30 seconds behind.
Probably.
So if we stream for a long time, eventually they're just going to be way behind.
Mm-hmm. That's a crazy business model. Like, in live... Like, can you imagine watching the Grammys and then just they're about to announce something and they just put like a damn Skittles commercial and they're like, but it's still happening. We're missing it.
I mean, that's basically commercials. They're just planned in real
But you can
stuff.
Pay to get commercials off, but then you actually don't miss anything. At least commercials were a break.
Maybe they're trying to boost subscriptions.
YouTube
with
the premium. Broke, bro. I think it's either that. They're trying to push people towards premium.
Yeah.
By getting in the way of the actual
them.
Content.
And if you don't do premium, then
because
you just have to watch
it. Because people be like, I'm tired of these ads, I'm just going
to
go premium.
Exactly.
I want to be in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
crazy.
Smart. I'm going to do that with dating.
But I don't know why.
Buy the premium version?
Yeah. Like,
don't dating websites give you more stuff if you are on premium?
Yeah, you get like unlimited likes and stuff. Because if you're not, you only get like a certain amount of likes a day.
What is like? What do you mean by likes?
Like you get like 10 likes. Like I can like 10 dudes. But if I have premium, I can like unlimited
it's
dudes.
It's the horny version. So you can just sit there all day. Like, yeah. Somebody in this city is going
to. So you pay for the premium. You pay for the premium, you basically get free Tinder.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's better quality.
The likes let the man know you're interested?
Yeah.
So if y'all match with the
so
likes.
You don't have the bread, you can like, that's 10 dudes today.
Yeah, you gotta wait till tomorrow.
You reload likes.
Yeah. You hope.
What website is this?
Hinge. Mm-hmm.
Hinge is the men. Which one is this?
It's everybody.
Oh, but is it or maybe that's Bumble. How is Hinge different from Tinder?
One of them is the lady has to reach out first.
I think
right?
It might be Bumble.
I think that's Bumble.
Bumble's like the safer version.
Yeah, we did a brand deal with Bumble, and I think that was what's the difference between Hinge and Tinder?
Hinge is supposed to be like their motto is we want you to delete the app. We want you to find love.
Tinder is like smash and go.
Smash
we don't
forever.
Is that the understanding if you're on Tinder?
Yeah, it's like smash, we want no real commitment. Mm.
Really?
That's
it's
Tinder's
just the culture?
Motto. Yeah.
So it's just for hooking up and having casual sex.
Swipe for sex.
Swiping for sex. That's why the tabby's getting stolen.
What?
The what?
Remember the guy stole the girl's tabbies?
Tabbies?
Yeah, the little shoes with the hoof in the
middle.
Oh,
the one that was weirdly expensive?
Yeah, it was like $900.
That's what? Crazy.
You didn't hear the story?
Uh-uh.
The dude had sex with a girl and he stole her shoes and then gave them to his girlfriend.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, they were called tabbies. They were like...
I would be his ass.
Some shoes with like a cow hoof in them.
Oh, that's crazy.
They look like pilgrim
shoes. Take your shoe off real quick, show.
I got the Adidas Crocs.
He gets a hammer.
Yeah, baby.
These are the best.
I love them.
They're Crocs?
They're Crocs, but they're Adidas.
I love them.
Cool.
Yeah, if you have bad feet, Crocs are the best.
I love Crocs.
Remember I told you about them?
No, you didn't. I was made fun of for a smooth 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No! We made fun
you
of you.
Homeless bastard.
Man. What, with his Crocs on?
Man, I'm talking about from the moment I put my foot in, I was like, these are crazy. Why did anybody tell me about this? And Pat was like, nigga, I have every color. I told you about these. My nieces and nephews, they came over the summer one time. Not a real shoe amongst the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't care at all.
Mm-hmm. They don't care at all. They went to Disneyland. We were like, bro, bring real shoes. Because you can't get on certain rides if you don't have real shoes.
You can't get on with Crocs?
Mm-mm. Certain rides, you have to have real, actual shoes on.
Them shits will fly off.
Yeah.
Not even a sport mode.
Sport mode don't help for upside down roller coasters.
Right.
That's crazy. I don't do roller coasters anymore. Y'all saw that roller coaster that had the big crack in it?
Man.
And every time it went past, it like separated?
Oh, no,
and
no,
a,
no.
And a person noticed it.
Yeah.
Not
a worker. Mm. An actual park goer was like, hey, is that supposed to be like that? I was like, nah, man, turn that off. And it was like a big turn. It was high. And when the roller coaster went by, it was like, you could see
it
the
looked like a crack, but then it separated fully. It's like, oh, that's broken off.
That's too much Final Destination right there.
For real.
Oh, that movie messed us up.
Oh, I can't drive behind any trucks with like with big wood.
The logs.
I can't do that.
When did that movie come out? Because from that moment on, when that dude comes, I'd be like, mm-mm.
That just showed you can implant a random fear into people's heads that they didn't even know about.
Like quicksand. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I remember one of my friends said that he was scared of just crashing his car into something invisible. And I was like, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And I think about that every time I drive now.
But why? What movie was that?
It's not a movie. It was just a random fear.
It's not even realistic, though. The wood could come off of that.
But I mean, most of that stuff wasn't realistic. The water bottle getting under the brake.
That's realistic.
The wood thing was like, even not be realistic, I actually have come into contact with that situation.
The water bottles happened to me before. It scared the shit out of me.
But what if...
But an invisible thing?
You crashed into something that you just did not see, whether it be a wire or like a wall or just something invisible.
There's no walls
on the freeway.
A Terminator
coming in to kill Sarah Connor.
I believe that.
I'm just like, there's just be times I'm just like, man, I hope I don't hit nothing.
I mean, you should always drive like that, Pat.
No, I mean, like literally.
Nothing invisible.
And I was just like, damn, you could really implant a random
that
fear.
That is hilarious.
That's actually
a really irrational fear, though.
I saw a TV show like that where there was like an invisible car and it was in the middle of the road and somebody hit it.
See, it's all coming together.
And then he got scared. He was like,
it's all fabricating.
Now when I leave here, I'm going to be like, what's wrong? I thought it was an invisible car. Never thought about that before, but now I can't relax. Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about Uncommon Goods, our sponsor for today's episode. It's officially time to kickstart your holiday shopping, but there's no cause for panic. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for mom, dad, teenagers, in-laws, or your best friends, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. This year, I got my brother-in-law, Greg, some hot sauce. He loves hot sauce. So I got him this like hot sauce taster testing. It had like 4 or 5 different hot sauces in it. And I know he's gonna love that because he always be tasting hot sauces everywhere we go. He'd be like, Cholula this and Frank's Red Hot. But this one had all type of different hot sauces. He's gonna be so excited. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. Unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, romantic map making, cooking, and mixology classes, and more. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/crazy. That's uncommongoods.com/crazy for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And with that, we're back to the show.
It's like Magneto or something.
those intrusive thoughts really be happening though. Like when I'm driving,
you'd be like, "What if? Like,
what if I go on the other side of the road right now?"
I didn't know I didn't know intrusive thoughts was a thing. Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't know other people did it. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, "Nigga, something is wrong with me."
Yeah,
I remember having a baby, my friend's baby. I'd be like, "What if I threw this baby?" Like, why? Like, why are you saying
that? I was thinking about that.
No, and then I saw Katie Don had the same video.
Yeah,
because I'm like, why? Right. Like, even dumb stuff when I'm about to, like, cook it, I'm like, what if I put my hand on this fire? Like, how would I do this?
I think it's just your brain, like, reaching to random corners. But I don't think we really mean it.
I hope we don't.
It's reasoning and logic. Like, yeah, you shouldn't do that, but what if I did?
Right.
what if I did?
It'd be around babies, too.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because it'd be like somebody's whole world. You'd be like, I gotta knock that out of it. I'll knock that shit out your hands right now.
9 months wasted.
What if I fucking just bowled with it? you spend every single second trying to keep this thing alive. I just get that shit out of here.
Smack somebody's baby in the wild. Remember our insecure when Issa shot the baby?
Man.
She was like,
Kobe.
I never did it with my own kids, but other people's babies, I'll punch your baby in the ribs.
You just said that. You did it with your own kids.
No, I didn't.
I know I did it.
That's how we want to kick people's babies. Like a punt return.
Especially when I'm at a job I hated. Oh my God.
You just be daydreaming.
I used to always want to like just knock shit over people's table, like flip tables.
When I was at Burger King, I was like, I'll pee on all these patties for
the
season. I thought about that a lot.
That's specific.
I thought about robbing Bank of America.
Damn.
That was like,
I robbed White Castles. I was getting ate
at. I mean, I robbed the store I worked at. My intrusive thoughts won.
Yeah. Mine did too.
I did like, big time. And I locked up and then threw the key under the door.
What did you mean? You just said my intrusive thoughts won.
She was having them while she was doing it. She was just robbing.
No, her brain went the other way. What if you stopped committing this crime? You actually are.
What if you didn't do this? Please don't do this.
I took so much shit, I came back in turns.
Knocking babies out? What if you didn't hit these babies?
Lulu's intrusive thoughts are just other people's regular thoughts. What if you didn't steal?
I was like, we must.
Chill out. This is intrusive.
Head,
this is
like,
really intrusive.
Chill out.
Don't
like,
do
nah.
that.
Chill.
We tried it now.
Chill.
I got to
Chill.
All these intrusive thoughts.
Like, dog, when I be at a hotel that's high and there's a balcony,
I always look over.
What if I just did this right now?
Throw myself over this.
Back of my knees.
You're having the best time, too.
There's nothing wrong with me.
It's a great vacation.
I'm always like, I think I survived.
Right,
I think I'd make it.
Oh, that's me.
No. I think I could make it. What if, I could hop from here to
the
here.
The third floor, like, I'll probably break my leg a little bit, but I won't die.
Nah, if I land correctly like a cat, like, I'll be okay.
Absorb it and bounce around.
You got to absorb it and, like, take it in.
You niggas going to die.
It's always going to be way worse
after
than
35, you niggas going to die.
You know what's even worse than this? Let me tell you what. Intrusive thoughts are bad. Irrational thoughts, like you were talking about, are even worse. Like, we was going jet skiing. I was like, nigga, what if a whale comes out? Because, you know, the whales been going crazy lately.
Right.
I was like, what if they talk to the Catalina Island whales? It was like, another nigga come on this jet ski, it's over for everybody.
Because you ever seen that video of the people that was in the boat and then the whale just came in the mouth? And
it's
like,
possible.
That could happen to y'all.
I seen a video of a pit bull running on water and bit a nigga who was wakeboarding.
Yeah.
I was like, this not even supposed to be over here. He was wakeboarding and a dog ran. And bit his arm. I'm like,
he got bit in the middle of the Atlantic.
Pit bull on water.
That was crazy.
This is not right.
That dude had
I
to go.
I wouldn't know what I could trust at that point.
That
like,
guy has to go.
Like, what? I'm not
now.
Leaving
well, could be in my house. Why
what the problem?
Wait,
what
for
did
me
he
in the toilet.
What did he do that made the dog be like, hey, fuck you,
he
bro.
Did something.
I'm gonna define logic and physics.
I'm gonna run on this motherfucking water, and I'm gonna bite the shit out of you. You.
That dude sucked
in
the
Jesus
dog.
Jesus' name. Hey, you know that dog was anointed, Ken. That dog was running on water.
To fight, though? That'd be a different story if Jesus walked on wild water to catch a fade.
Oh, you think you over? Oh, that boat? Hang on. What'd you say?
He'd be like, the Messiah.
It's like, no, he was going to fade.
Man, you think somebody walk on water to catch the fade? You're like, yeah, my nigga, I was playing, bro.
Nah, what you was saying?
I was playing, bro.
What you say?
Hold my sandals. Don't you do that and lose.
And nigga that's doing this, what, it could be whatever. On water? You're on water. Nigga, I quit.
Fight is over.
Hey, can I join y'all? Can I fuck with y'all?
Jesus, you got it.
Let me tell you what, I believe, bro.
Well, that's how he got his disciples. Like, yo, you got, can I roll with you? I'm going to just roll with you.
They turned the boat around.
Listen. I'm going to roll with you.
No, you got it.
A motorized boat in the bottom. That's at Vroom. In 875 BC.
Peter said,
gotta go.
That's understanding of the Bible is different.
Can you imagine though the disciples after they saw Jesus walk on water going back to the hood telling everybody, yo, this nigga is for real.
He's like, what happened?
We did the water wine thing? Nah, that ain't nothing.
He got new water stuff, yo.
He didn't walk on water. He ran up on water.
Nigga, I don't know if it's the shoes.
I just want to see an image of Jesus on water throwing hands.
Jesus will beat the brakes off you, bro.
For real.
Slap you and then turn the other way.
Turn the other cheek.
Jesus the type that you let you get the first lick. You know the niggas was crazy, let you punch them first.
I know, right? I would never take that offer. Like, you hit me first. Like, let's not do this. Let's reschedule. You want a freebie? They had to tell people he walked on. Yeah, chill out. Just say he walked on. Go on.
So he's him, yo.
He's really him.
He's really him.
I forget who I was talking about this with, but I guess it rained when Jesus died.
I don't know.
It was like a thunderstorm, and then like the clouds changed.
Is that really
the
Bible, or is that just in the Passion of the Christ movie?
I think I was in the Bible. You tell me.
I don't know.
You think
people tried to like sell the furniture that Jesus made after he died and like get a
like all the carpentry?
All the carpentry.
Not at first.
Hustler's been hustling since the beginning of time.
You think I think somebody was like, yeah.
Yeah, you want to sell like, hey, you know old boy that died? Jesus?
He made his table.
This him right here. This him. Selling on Facebook Market. Like, you know this.
Then he walks
Jerusalem
back in.
Jerusalem face market.
Like, oh, I thought you died.
Nigga, you saw me. You said he was gone. He did.
Nigga, he was for 3 days. This nigga was gone. What he was saying?
My bad. It's your chair.
You see a nigga with your robe on? Like, bro, they told me you was. I was. They said you. Everybody said
Jesus.
You was there.
Jesus came back like, OJ, I'll take this.
His haters must have felt dumb as hell. Like, damn, I was talking shit this whole time.
Can I come with?
He really is God.
He is him.
He really oh,
is
my God. God. I was cussing at him.
Elohim. Elohim, boy. That's the original him. That nigga Elohim.
He the him and the him.
Hey, that boy big Elohim.
Hey, the guards that beat him, I was like, oh, this nigga.
When it started raining, they were like, oh.
Fuck, man.
There was earthquakes and stuff.
No one double checked. Did we double check the sources?
That dude, like, man, what's going to happen to
us? Hey, I was throwing stuff at him.
Hey, yo, who?
I have the spear.
Who is this nigga daddy, bro? Y'all said his daddy. His daddy wasn't David?
I thought he was crazy.
They like, you know what? This is our job. I didn't really want to do this.
What if you just put up and didn't even know? You're like, man, we throwing rocks at dudes. Oh, snap. And then he dies in the earth shaking. Like, well, who was that?
You came late to the rock throwing?
Like Jerry Jones in that picture. He was just like, everybody was saying we was coming. I don't even know who do what. I'm new here. Bro, I'm from Galilee. I didn't even know. I'm new. It's my first day over here.
I was just invited to the dinner thing. I didn't even know this was all happening afterwards.
I thought this was pre-dinner entertainment. I thought this was before dinner entertainment. Work on my appetite.
Dinner game? Bro, I was the plus one.
I should not have just joined in without asking.
I mean, Judas said I could come through.
I was a plus two.
I was a plus one.
Me and the homie was a plus two.
I didn't have no bread or nothing, you know?
Anybody know Judas? I'm here for Judas. Nobody knows Judas.
Jesus Christ. Y'all did all this to God,
son? What? Jesus, you using my name? You just gonna use my name?
I thought this was just a regular stoning. You guys picked the worst person on earth.
Regular stoning?
He saw my face. He looked dead at me.
Yeah, I'm from Jerusalem. I'm really
I thought this was some regular bullshit. You guys wild out here.
Y'all just stoning messiahs? That's crazy.
We are all cooked.
That's crazy.
I'm going back home, bro. Yeah. It's wild over here.
Now. They must have been in the back.
Nigga, what did we just do, bro?
That's like waiting for a woman that you know is cupping, but on an eternal scale.
You got the room, and you in the hotel room jamming, like, she coming soon.
Who was the first one who said he was lying? Let's get this out the way. Who was the first one who said this nigga was lying? This guy got so out of control.
Get him in there. Get him.
No, you told me he was the son of God, bro. I low-key was believing this stuff.
I thought you did. I thought you background. You said you seen the miracles.
There was so much evidence he was that guy.
What about the miracles? I told you he did miracles. I told you. You know how niggas be lying about, he had a fish and it just kept coming out the barrel. I thought he just had more than one fish.
I thought he was a magician. No what if I thought he was like a really good magician.
Was that the equivalent of like camera phones? Was the nigga writing the Bible? Like, oh, he saw all of this. He's adding all of this. Am I in it? Oh, we are so fucked. Yep. All of y'all were there. What's your name?
Mm-hmm. I seen the rocks. You do the rocks.
That's the blood. That
was
you.
You brought your own rocks. You was ready. You brought rocks from at home, huh?
Like, we are okay. Canceled.
You
tried to.
You stoned him with skipping rocks. You know you going. Rock skipped off of Jesus' body. Like,
you know you going.
Bro, you skipping rocks?
You skipping rocks to a stone in my nigga? Hey, what are you doing?
We were skipping rocks. Y'all rocks us over here. I got different rocks with different stuff.
You throw rocks like
these are Goliath
like
rocks.
I brought my kitchen rocks by mistake. You know,
my fire starting rocks. Got a little satchel. It's all I had on me, bro.
It was actually just a paperweight. My scrolls kept rolling away. I was like, fuck it, I'm bringing this rock right here.
Regular people in the Bible being confused is way more interesting than the stories of the other people be way more interesting.
I had a cameo in Corinthians, and then I just fucked it all up by joining this shit.
If you check Job, I did really good. Check me out in Job,
I had
man.
A cool little section in Peter.
I had a cameo in Corinthians.
I was straight over there. Now I'm in this. I'm in this bullshit. I shouldn't have came. Should not have came to this dinner.
I was like, not have came. Imagine just leaving the dinner. Like,
I should have never came. I heard he had all the disciples there. I was trying to sign up. You think there was like 13 and 14 niggas that was like, I think I could get on the disciples.
I was on the list, bro.
He was asking Peter, like,
I had already been hazed, bro.
I think Jesus is going to sign me.
Hey, can you put in a good word for me?
Sign me?
You need a 13?
Jesus, like, nah, man, 12 is cool, man.
I think I can get 5. Can I get 5 minutes of his time? Can I just talk to him?
Hey, introduce me to Jesus. And they're waiting outside for him, like J. Cole for Jay-Z. Yeah, I think he's having dinner in there.
That's where he got to put his friends inside. Hey, man. Why you never put me on the Jesus? Why you never put me on the Jesus, man? I thought we were cool.
Just gatekeepers.
Why you gatekeeping Jesus?
I
think he wanted me to be the last disciple. I think he's.
Did he say that? But did he say that?
I 1,000% would have kept
did
everybody.
Did he say he only had 13?
Well, he said 12 is his favorite number.
But 13 sound better, my boy. Like,
13 got this evil thing with it. I don't think he's down
we
with it.
We could change that.
Hey, Jesus, let me rap for you, bro. I don't even think that's what they're doing over there, bro. Okay.
Let me rap. You the son of God. I think
Galilee.
It's
kind of
the security Galilee. Between them. Just trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm. No, that's hard. No, that's hard.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
He just walking through the middle.
Hey, no. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Jesus, listening.
I got this dinner I gotta go to, but keep doing your thing, bro. Oh no, I can't get all you and your homies in. I'm sorry.
Let me rap for Jesus. Keep doing your thing, my boy. You got a bright future ahead. Trust me. For real, I know.
I know. I'm saving it all.
I know. What's that? You drink of water? I can help you out. Boom.
You think Jesus ever snubbed anybody? Like, hell, Jesus.
Hell
he just walked by like,
hell yeah.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all get that on camera?
Wow. Damn. My nigga acting funny now. You acting funny now. Nigga move from Bethlehem and start acting funny. Wow. You were born in a manger, nigga.
Hey, watch out, bro.
You weren't even born in a building, nigga.
Peter was like, no pictures.
Hey, hatching ass nigga.
No pictures, no pictures.
But he's actually really more for the streets, though, so you might want to chill. He was born in them streets, my guy.
Hey, nah, he was born in the mangers next to a mule.
Hey,
your mama had three random niggas pulling up to the crib soon as you was born.
Jesus, calling Jesus a nigga is wild, bro. Like you saying it. They in heaven like, oh, he think it's funny.
It's the same guy that was taking notes like, oh, what's your name? Still working? What's your name?
So, yeah. He's on the scene every time. Actually,
Robert's in here. He called Jesus a nigga September 27th.
He was late today, actually, too. Look at God.
Shit, he saw me again.
Look at God. He be knowing.
Look at God. Look just at regular God. People trying to make sure they got good cameos in the Bible.
I was still watching that show.
I was sure. All right, it's Revelations. I got one more chance to turn this shit around.
I got a cameo in Corinthians is still a crazy sentence. I was doing good, bro.
Hey, I think my chapter got cut from the Bible. I had this real good scene. I had this real good scene. I was in the book of Jamal. That shit didn't make it, though.
Nigga.
When enough interesting shit happened.
They really had books.
Yeah. It was probably like the star of that. And he got cut.
Bro, he had the first edition of the Bible. He's like, hold on. Hold up!
His family was there, bro! No. It should be around this time.
Damn it.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
No, that was me.
He had a little reading party? Hold on. They said...
Hang on.
They said Jamal...
After the fact.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jamal. That's what they said.
Oh, so I got cut out?
Bro, I have three chapters in this. What do you mean?
I spoke a couple times.
Hey, man, we
sat down
check.
For hours.
They sent the check. I don't give a fuck. They sent the check.
You gonna be in the director's cut. You gonna be in the God's cut.
Yeah, whatever.
God know what you did.
That's not even on the shelves. I invited my whole family, bro.
God did.
Got all my sheep here.
You still got the ID.
I told all my sheep about this. I was in the book of Sarah. I don't even see it. Now everybody old at this one.
You still
back
got
here.
The IMD Bible credit.
Nah, you was there for sure.
Bro, I was the star of that whole thing. Oh,
got all my scenes cut.
Wow, so I ain't in the Bible at all.
That's crazy.
You're not gonna have another
honorable mention.
That's crazy.
Not in the post. There's nothing. Okay. No post. There's no. Wow,
that's crazy.
I told so many people about this.
Jesus said that time y'all had together, he didn't really want that in anymore.
She was like, it was his idea to go there.
I was waiting for like 2 days.
I didn't want to go to that church. He wanted to. All right. He's wild for that.
Jesus is managing.
He's wild for that.
Oh, my God.
He's wild for that.
The book of Jamal. The hidden scroll. They've been looking for all these biblical names, and it was just Jamal the whole time. They're like, it can't be this. Nah, man. Where y'all think the name came from?
Jesus gave it to me.
Jesus thought that it was
Jesus
kind of
Jamal Christ. If you low back for enough,
he said it was kind of a slow part of the Bible.
Oh,
it was a lull.
That's when his teenage years was. That's what they cut out because they cut out all of Jesus' teenage years.
It was him hanging with Jamal. Yeah,
Jamal was his grade school friend.
Yeah,
just started at 33. I don't want them to really know all that other stuff.
From 8 to 12, it was Jesus and Jamal. You wouldn't even see it without
Jamal. It,
it's like a buddy cop. People don't know.
It's like a Nickelodeon show.
It was hilarious. It got really serious towards the end, but the first half was pure comedy.
Jesus and playing, bro.
Jesus and Jamal
they
is
was
up
in carpenter it. School, just fucking around, throwing hammers. And, Jesus, you be quiet in the back. Fuck you, teacher. They were just like chilling.
Hey,
Jamal probably should have said that.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Jesus, look.
Jesus and Jamal, y'all be quiet back there. It was Jamal.
Come on, man. My dad watching, bro. Chill out.
Jamal getting like, all the bitches for Jesus.
Give me an A on this project.
First, Jesus does this now?
Jesus knows magic. there on the Disney Channel.
He's a Jedi?
He had to learn miracles somehow. Give me an A in school.
These aren't the miracles you're looking for.
This is great. As a person who's thought a lot about this stuff.
Bro.
Jesus warming up with other stuff.
The practice
stuff. He's just making a grilled cheese first. I can't go out and just water wine first.
Bet you didn't know there was a rabbit in this hat. It's like the first time that's ever been done. Whoa! People are going to follow this forever.
I thought about this a couple weeks ago. I wrote it out. I was like, yo, you think Jesus was milking the miracles?
I think during his teenage years, hell yeah.
No, because like, all right, so the whole the barrel fish thing, like he fed the whole church with the one barrel, right? He could have just like, just made all the fish appear on everybody's plate. He made everybody line up one at a time to come get that fish. He was like, oh, you really that nigga? So everybody just came
up. He wanted them compliments as you come up. Like, yeah, I did that.
He was on the flyer.
What's the point of doing this stuff if you can't flex a
exactly.
little bit?
Exactly.
Could just do it. He'd be like, all right, everybody, let's eat. Boom, fish, everybody. Nah.
He was like a host. Cunning. He was on the flyer for the party. Like, come through, I'll feed you.
Fish
fry
on
Friday fish fry.
Fish sandwich, filet fish. Because
anybody could be like, oh, I turned my head and then the fish. Just imagine somebody put it there.
I want you to
come and get this.
He was like, I got water for the party.
Psych, turn
that water
out. I'm so mad. He put his finger in my water. Like, shots.
Keep the party going.
And I'm like, ooh, that's nasty now. What's that?
Shots.
Oh, my God.
You just they weren't cleaning up like that back in the day.
They just putting your finger in all our juices, Jesus.
Jamal is bitter. Somebody said, y'all don't even know the real Jesus.
He's doing a documentary on Netflix now.
See the
he
Jesus
left me
God.
Behind. Got a little money, cured a couple leprosies.
But that ain't the Jesus I know.
Changed his number.
Yeah. Once he started getting his feet washed by bitch's hair. You know what I'm saying?
Cured a couple leprosies.
I knew he wasn't the same when he cured that blind man.
You could say he crossed up on me.
Wow.
Crossed up on me?
The switch up was crazy.
He crossed up on me?
I'm going to move away on that one.
I'm going to cut this out.
Before lightning comes somewhere.
For eternal reasons, we're going to end this episode.
Just sign it up. What's your name?
Now, they're going to play this.
What's your name?
What if we're all in line together and they be like, before we do y'all, let's play this little segment. Like, oh, Jesus and Jamal thing, man. We was playing.
I was late that day. I wasn't even posted. I was just laughing,
God.
I was late,
none
Jesus.
None of them jokes
remember
were taken to me.
Said Jesus and Jamal. That was really powerful.
They're waiting for you to get in the front so they can play. The reason you don't get in is the pettiest thing I've ever heard about the gates of heaven. Oh, yeah, right this way. Wait. Real quick, though.
I'm just...
Jesus and like, Jamal, huh?
Would you I'm like to explain this?
Wrong letter.
Y'all remember this real quick? Here's your halo, but real quick.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, is your halo not getting you in? It's like a fob? Oh, is it not getting you in? Maybe because of this. Jesus and Jamal, huh? Cured a couple leprosies, huh?
I want Jesus and Jamal, the High School Musical now. That's what I want, a TV show. I want
to. The writer's strike just ended, man. Somebody probably heard this is developing right now.
That's how it works, man. Make sure
y'all follow them as they follow Christ. To hear more, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud, Kev on stage. We'll see y'all in 3 weeks. Submit documentary. I just saw a documentary thing.
Jesus.
Submit questions to internet at Kev on stage for when there's other comedians.
Jesus and Jamal's excellent adventure.
Early Bible.